Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Once you've decided that you're going to follow me, make me your Lord, then you're going to get in the Word and find out how to live this life and be taught and live your life in a way that I would live it. He says, then I'm going to make you a fisher of men. In other words, then he says this, I'm going to bring you to a level of maturity where you realize it's not just all about you now. See, the church has failed because we made it all about getting saved and going to heaven. Are you hearing me? But it's not about being saved and going to heaven. It's about you getting saved, then learning who you are in Christ and learning how to be discipled for the Lord Jesus Christ, how to imitate Him and live for Him and live according to His teachings. And then when you get to that place where you're living the principles of the kingdom of God, He wants to then turn you around to others and make you an influencer to them to help them to see what you have and bring them to Christ also. Amen? So the ultimate for every one of us, the ultimate goal should be to become a fisher of men or an influencer in the kingdom of God. I want my lifestyle to be such that it will influence you to want to have what I have. Amen? And when you come and ask me what I have, I want to have the knowledge of what I have to be able to share with you so you can believe not because I have it, but you can believe because you've heard it from the Word and you base it upon what you hear. Amen? Remember when Jesus was ministering to the woman at the well and He told her all about it, and she finally says, you're the Christ. And the Bible says she went and left her water pot and went right into town and started telling everybody, hey, I met a man that told me everything about me. I mean, he did this, changed my life. And they started believing. But that later on in that same chapter, it says that they came to her and says, listen, we first believe because what you said about what He told you. But now we've heard Him ourselves and we believe on Him because of what we heard from Him. Hallelujah. Amen. See, every one of us have to come to a place. I believe on the Word and the Lord Jesus Christ, not because mama did, or not because my friends did, or not because, you know, they said it's the right thing, but I believe because I've heard His voice in my own heart. And I believe according to the Word, and I have a personal relationship with Jesus myself. Amen. But notice that the thing happened that whenever she became so excited about Lord changing her life, you know what? She became an influencer in the kingdom. She influenced all those people to go search for Jesus and find Jesus in their personal life. Hallelujah. So you may not lead everybody to the Lord, but you should influence them to the place where they will go seeking the Lord themselves. Because if you seek Him, what happens? You find Him. Amen. And our job is to get people to want to seek Him, to want to come to Him, who want to follow Him themselves and find out for themselves. Now, let's look in Ephesians chapter 2 real quick. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, we've looked at this before, but it bears repetition. He says in verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Salvation is God's gift to humanity. It's something you can't earn, you can't get good enough for, but by His grace and goodness and mercy and love, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, He comes in, takes the old heart out, puts a new heart in, takes the old sins away and blots them out, gives you the righteousness of God and brings you into fellowship with Himself. Amen? It's not of works as anybody should boast. None of us have the right to boast. I got saved because I was so good. I got saved because I went to church. I got saved because I prayed. I got saved because I read my Bible. No, you got saved because Jesus died on the cross, took your sins, buried, and was raised the third day, and released His mercy and grace to you so you could enter into a righteous relationship with Almighty God. Amen? That's why we got saved. So He gets all the glory. But notice again, the Apostle Paul is picking up on the theme of the Bible that it is not just about getting saved. Because in verse 10, he goes on and says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Notice God prepared works for you and things for you to do before He even saved you. Just like when Jesus said to Peter and Andrew, come after me, be my disciples. That wasn't just the intent of him wanting them to come after him. Because I want you to become fishers of men. I want you to become influencers in the kingdom. I want to work in you that you can work into others. Hallelujah. I have a purpose for you. I have a plan for you. You got saved because God loves you, but when he saved you, he immediately begins to tell us, I've got a work, I've got an occupation, I've got a plan for you. In fact, the Amplified read it like this, for we are God's own handiwork. Listen, his workmanship. So the next time you look at yourself and say, I'm just an old nobody. No, you're not. You're his workmanship. And God didn't create any old nobodies. Amen. Notice this, he goes on, he says this, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works. Oh my goodness, need to read it again. Recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that. What? Why did I get born anew? That we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Hallelujah. God has a good life for you. The best life you can live is the life that Jesus has prepared for you. And you should find that life and move over into that life, because that is what he recreated you for. That's what he brought you into his kingdom for. God brought you into his kingdom because he loves you and he has a purpose for you. And he has works for you to fulfill. Praise God. Now, quickly look over to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, or beg of you, to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. In other words, Paul is writing these people, and these are Christians he's talking to. He's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, listen, Jesus saved you, and he's got a great work for you, and you're his workmanship, and you're not just an old nothing. He didn't make junk. He made new creations. He made, you know, to be special before God, and he created you with a plan and a purpose for you. He's got good works and he's got a great life for you to live. Then he says in verse 1 of chapter 4, I'm begging you to walk worthy of the calling of which you've been called. That word calling there in the King James is vocation. Walk worthy of the vocation or the occupation that God has given you. Amen. In the Greek, it also says invitation. Walk worthy of that which the Lord is inviting you to do for him. Now, it's real important I stop here. An invite is not a demand. It's exactly what it is. It's an invitation. You can choose to go or not to go. Are you hearing me? Meaning what? The Lord's not going to force you to do what he created you to do. He's inviting you to do it. Because you see, the difference in the Lord you have now, Jesus, and the Lord you had before, the devil, is this. The devil forced you to do what he wanted you to do. Are you hearing me? How many of you heard it? The devil made me do it. Well, you know, there's a lot to that. Because he puts his nature in sinners, and he puts all the opportunities before him, and he sends these people by. And you know, the sinner's always trying to influence you to go sin and do all this stuff and all that stuff. And then you first thing you know, you find yourself in that environment, and you're just doing it. And you get done, the next morning you go, why did I do that? Because you're serving the wrong Lord. But the Lord Jesus Christ does not come and force you to do anything. He comes and invites you into his life. He invites you to do what he's called you. He invites you to operate in the vocation, the calling. And you have to choose to do that. You have to choose to walk in that and bring worth to that. You see, here's the thing. Paul wrote to the Romans, and he said in Romans chapter 11, he says, I'm an apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my office. You know what he was saying? He says, I'm just exalting what God has called me to do. I'm making it the most valuable thing in my life to serve the Lord the way he wants me to serve him. So therefore, he's saying, I'm bringing worth to what he's given. I'm calling it special, praise God. And I'm going to live in that. Now, here's some things we need to see, verses 7 and 8. But to each one of us, notice that every one of us is given according to the measure of Christ's gift, grace. Notice that every one of us is given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Now, what's he saying here? He says, and when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men or to people. Now, what are we seeing? The Lord Jesus Christ comes and says, listen, I want you to follow me. I want you to come after me. I want you to live your life the way I want you to live it. I want you to learn. Once you get saved, I want you to get in the Word and find out how to live this thing. I want you to become my disciple. I want you to be a learner and a follower of my teachings so that you know how to operate in the kingdom of God, because you have to learn the principles of the kingdom. Amen? You knew how to live, be a sinner. Now you have to learn how to be a Christian. So you get in the Word. And he says, the reason I want you to get in the Word is because I want to transform your life to the point that now, instead of you being the influenced, you become the influencer. And to help you to become the influencer, I'm going to give you an occupation. I'm going to give you a vocation. I'm going to give you gifts and talents and abilities. And then I'm going to give you grace to make those things come to pass and operate in your life. Now, when we hear this teaching, immediately we begin to think, well, where in the church does God want me to work? Well, I believe he wants us to be involved in church and in church services. That's right. And that's good. And we all should be participating in church. We all should be, you know, involved in church and worshiping God. But here, you need to get a hold of something right here. When Paul is writing to the church of Ephesus, he's not telling them all to go into the ministry and be pulpit ministers. Somebody says, how can you say that? I didn't. He did. Verse 11. He just said he gave gifts to every person. He gave talents to every person. He gave a vocation and an invite to every person to do something for him. Isn't that right? Now, verse 11. And he himself, talking about the Lord Jesus, gave some. Everybody say some. Some is not all. Some is just some of them. Isn't that right? Notice he didn't give all to be apostles and all prophets and all teachers and all evangelists and all pastors and teachers. But wait a minute, Pastor, he just said he called us and gave us a vocation, gave us gifts and talents. Yeah. But he didn't call you to be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher and just do all that stuff inside the church. Isn't that right? Because he says he gave some to be these ministers, not all. So not all of us are preachers. Not all of us are evangelists. Not all of us are apostles and missionaries and all this stuff. Well, if I've been invited to do something, what is it? He gave only some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, but he called all to be influencers in the kingdom of God.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.